Voici votre mise à jour pour le mercredi 1er avril 2020 sur la situation du Covid-19 en Colombie-Britannique. Aujourd'hui, la médecin hygiéniste en chef Bonnie Henry a rapporté 53 nouvelles infections pour un total de 1066 dans la province, avec 72 personnes touchées sur l'île de Vancouver. Le ministre de la Santé a aussi martelé que les Britanno-Colombiens devaient respecter les ordres sanitaires émis par la province et le pays.
And the first thing I would want to note is our responsibility of people. And there are no exceptions to this, not one, not a single one, of someone who would come back on such a flight, especially one organized by the government of Canada, to their absolute requirement to self-isolate when they get back to Canada. And there can be no ambiguity about this fact. It would be, I think, a real betrayal of the people in your community to not follow those rules, which are, by the way, also the law at the federal level and the order at the provincial level. And that's our responsibility. And everyone who comes home, everybody who comes home, has to understand that and to follow those rules. That is one of the ways that all of the efforts of the millions of people in British Columbia and the tens of millions of people in Canada will be supported when people come home.
Sur une note plus optimiste, la médecin hygiéniste en chef Bonnie Henry a dit être assez émue par les différentes initiatives prises dans la communauté. On l'écoute lors du point de presse aujourd'hui.
There's a lot of examples that I've been seeing over the last little couple of weeks and days. And the things that make me smile and make me realize that we are going to get through this together. One of them, of course, is the 7 p.m. cheer that we get. And my neighborhood does that too, when we go out there with our pots and pans. Things like people leaving flowers and groceries on the doorstep for their neighbors and how appreciated that is. We've been seeing young children having virtual kindergarten and virtual play dates. And I know more of the virtual teaching and learning will be happening in the coming days. Evening gaming marathons with teens. I mean, my young people in my life tell me how much, they get to do stuff that before they used to have limits on. But you know what? These are the things that keep young people together too. We know there's stories of history teachers working with students to document their experiences during this extraordinary time. And I think that's something that we need to think about. The things that we're spending time on now and what this will mean for us in the future.